The State Department of Transportation's cutting back on winter road maintenance in Southeast. That means less treatment with de-icers or sand and less plowing after normal working hours. DOT spokesperson Roger Weatherall says the department has to stay within its budget and it's been facing higher costs for fuel, road salt, plow blades, and other materials.
Basically, we're facing a challenging winter maintenance season because a lot of it's due to budget conditions, and those budget conditions result from soaring supply and commodity costs. You know, just to give you an example, there was about a 10% increase in the price of sodium chloride and blades. You know, ordered 170 blades for Southeast region. Went from a regional total price of 136 grand to 610. So that has certainly put a dampering situation on our budget.
Weatherall says the budget shortfall will affect winter maintenance on state roads and communities across Southeast Alaska. He says there's no such shortfall in the DOT's northern or central regions, though he's not sure why.
I don't know if they had better budgeting processes, were able to justify the budgets they requested with more meat. So I'm not really certain, and that's something we're looking into to try to figure out, well, why would I know our needs for snow removal are not quite what they would be in the northern or central region. I mean, that's a given. They receive greater amounts of snow. They have a lot more centerline miles of roadway.
In Petersburg, local DOT staff informed the police about the problem in an October 10th memo. It explained that due to the budget shortfall, winter maintenance on state roads, Haugen and South Nordic Drives, Mitkoff Highway, Scow Bay Loop Road, and Papke's Landing would be limited to normal working hours only, which is from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m., with no overtime callouts. Also, the memo noted that the DOT would only apply magnesium chloride and highway sand to hills and corners rather than more road surfaces. That's because there's a limited supply of the material. Petersburg Police Chief Dale Stone does not fault the local DOT station, which he says has always been responsive after hours when the roads have needed more sanding or plowing. Stone says the state needs to give the local DOT crews the funding they need to keep the roads safe.
That's a decision that was made at the state level, I'm sure. The DOT crew here is a great group of folks, and it's their family and friends driving these roads too at night when the roads could maybe need attention, when they're not quite as safe as they could be.
That being said, as Police Chief Stone says, his concern over the cutback is obvious.
During those unusual times when it's worse than just normal winter driving conditions, typically we would be calling DOT and they would get somebody out there as soon as they could to address it, and it appears now at this point that will not be happening. In fact, we've been directed not to call DOT after hours.
As a result of the maintenance cutbacks, the police department has put out a warning to motorists to use extra caution while driving, to use snow tires, reduce speed, and allow greater distances between vehicles. The cutback could mean some days without school bus service, according to Hoopy Davidson, one of Petersburg's four school bus drivers. She says the buses cannot legally run on roadway that's not been maintained.
The way the state has it for school buses, if that road is impassable, that bus is not allowed on that highway. So I guess there'd be no school buses if they go through with that when it's real icy out, because we are not allowed by state to travel on any portion of the road where it has not been properly maintained during the wintertime.
And Davidson says every year there are times that the roads need work outside of the DOT's regular hours.
As always seems to be, you know, like I say, once or twice or, you know, a few more times where they actually have to come down because the conditions have turned to rain, and it's turned to rain like 3 in the afternoon, 4 in the afternoon, or even 4:30. Well, we're still on the highway at 4:30, and if we're on solid ice, which Mother Nature does to us, then it's unsafe for us, and we are disabled.
More icy road conditions could pose more problems for Petersburg's volunteer fire department and emergency medical technicians. Department spokesperson Dave Berg worries about the safety of the many volunteers who have to drive on state roads at odd hours sometimes to get to the fire hall when an emergency call comes in.
Prior to our responding from the hall, we have a number of volunteers that drive to the fire station in preparation or at the at a moment's notice when we do get a call. And I've seen Mitkoff Highway on straight stretches with lots of black ice on it, even already this year. And so it's hard to imagine that the state is not looking forward far enough to put this kind of thing in their budget, especially when, you know, Senator Stedman was just recently commenting about how much extra money there was in the budget this year.
In a recent interview with KFSK, State Senator Bert Stedman commented that the state had underestimated its revenue for the last fiscal year by $1 billion. Stedman wondered why the DOT did not have enough money for road maintenance in its budget. As approved by the legislature, the DOT's maintenance budget for Southeast Alaska's aviation and highway facilities shows an increase of less than 0.5%. Meanwhile, the central region maintenance budget increased by over 2%, while the northern region budget for this year decreased by 1.3%. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.